history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Did you like that Dalek song?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about them next week.
Excellent stuff. Glad to hear it.
All right.
Stick my Whovian hat on.
Something that's never entered my mind before, but actually when I thought about it, quite a lot hasn't. But it is, why does sun lighten hair and darken skin?
That is a good question, actually. Mm. I've never thought about that either.
Well, it's all about melanin, which is a dark brown pigment occurring in the skin, hair, and iris of the eye in humans and animals.
I didn't know it was in the iris of the eye as well. That's interesting.
I just want to back up. Eye sounds like an artist that either Dub or Stinky Jim would play.
This is true.
It does, yeah.
Anyway, what happens is, it's quite simple. Because the hair is dead, which I didn't know, I was a bit upset about that, the sun destroys the melanin, and so it will stay that same colour until new hair comes in.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense.
I have a question. What part of your hair is dead then?
The bit that's outside of your hair?
Scalp, yeah.
Scalp? Or is it the whole thing?
Oh, okay.
I assume so. Does anyone know at home? Please text us. I'm now questioning that.
I only thought about that this morning when I was rereading it. I should have done a bit more of a deep dive of this. But anyway, so that's what happens there. On the skin, it actually destroys the melanin in the skin, but the skin is alive. Yay!
Right.
So it responds to the sun's damage. This blew my mind. A special cells in the skin called melanocytes make two different types of melanin, eumelanin and pheomelanin, which help protect our skin. So all this stuff's going on when you're walking about in the sun, all this stuff's going on. It's nuts, isn't it?
Bodies are crazy. I often think about this, just like how much goes into making a person exist on
makes
a cellular level.
Slightly strange, I will say.
Yes, really mad. Just remember, coming up and all that, stay in the shadows if you can, but put stuff on.
Slip, slop, slap and wrap.
Sunblock.
Exactly. Just be aware. Right, now this is another one. I read a lovely article about Athens the other day, and it's the fact that artifacts are still being discovered there.
In Athens, in Greece.
In Greece, and it's one of the most built-up cities of Europe. But sometimes just to a depth of 35 centimetres.
That's crazy. Ah. So they'll still find things, even though it's so packed out.
Yeah, yeah. And archaeologists are currently head of a statue of the Greek god Hermes, who was the winged messenger and patron saint of travellers and that. It's a marble head, and they reckon it dates back from the 4th to the 3rd century BC.
Blimey, and it's just been sitting there that whole time and no one found it.
Well, apparently, when Athens was Christianized, they took down, obviously, all the other buildings, and they were building their new buildings with the old building material, and they're finding, like, really weird things in weird places that shouldn't really be there.
That's interesting. I didn't actually realize that was how that Athens was constructed.
The original recycling.
OG building recycling.
Well, to date, they've found 50,000 artifacts, which is incredible. But really, unfortunately, a lot of them have been covered over by construction workers. Because if you're building a building in Athens and they find something, they're going to be there for ages doing it all, and the building companies can't afford it. It's all about money. So they cover it up with concrete. Brilliant.
That's actually sucks pretty badly, eh? So they just it's easier to just pretend they didn't see it and cover it up than to get all the archaeologists down.
I think that happened with a lot of the caves here. You know, those caves that are underground, when they were building, they covered them all up. I think there was one at a hospital somewhere, and they just filled it up with stuff.
Oh, that sucks.
It's really, really horrible.
Rob, we've had a text in. Someone said the only new hair is the stuff that's closest to your scalp, and that's why long hair needs regular trimming, because the ends are very dead.
Well, yeah, because I was thinking I've had a number two for the last 400 years, so I don't know what...
Since the first artifacts were discovered.
Right, so yeah, that's quite interesting. Now, if anybody wants to let me do something for next week, just let us know. That'd be really, really good.
Text in your weird and wonderful things that Rob can go deep diving.
No conspiracy theories, refuse to do them.
No conspiracy theories, but good weird history bits, good weird science bits. That's all very good. Someone's texted in, Rob, to say in hundreds of years they'll uncover ruins in Las Vegas and be amazed at the civilization that lives there. Makes me think that the Egyptian pyramids were really a casino or theme park. I mean, I don't know about that, Paul. I feel like the pyramids have got a very specific purpose. But also, you know, it is weird to think what people will find of us in you know, centuries' time and think about us as well.
Can I just say, let's hope they do, because it's not looking good at the moment.
Dun, dun, dun. Hey, Rob, have you got us a poem today?
Yes, on that happy note, I'll end up with a poem.
All right, I'm going to hit your sting. Hang on.
Thank you.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, okay. Where I'm staying, I've got the little local newspaper, the Turangi newspaper.
Oh, yep.
And the tourist board are trying to find some sort of catchy little phrase to get people to come down there and visit.
Nice.
So I put in my... I put this in. Haven't heard back. Don't quite know why, but maybe you'll find out.
Okay.
And it goes like this. I love almost everything about Turangi. It's a beautiful little gaff. Well, apart from their new world, it's seriously naff. That's it. But I must just say, the people who work there are really nice.
The people in Turangi are nice. The supermarket's not very good. Is that your basic?
Terrible. You can't get more than one trolley down an aisle.
Oh, no. Not in this COVID climate.
Nah.
Hey, Rob, I'm glad you've had a nice little break. We're looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yes. Auckland will be better because I'll be back.
Rob, you keep pushing your face into your phone and we're getting the buttons.
I kind of love it. It sounds like the aliens are also involved.
I have a very large nose. That's all I'm saying.
Rob, thank you very much. You've picked us a Lady Six track, Like Water, this morning. Yeah. Why have you picked Lady Six?
Because why not? She's just brilliant.
She is brilliant. Hey, thank you. We'll see you very soon.
Yep, see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Have a good one.
You too.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.